Well, good morning, everybody. Hey, it is a pleasure to be here. Man, the days and weeks are flying by. It's already February 15th. And of course, if you live in the cold part of the country, we're excited because we're halfway through the month. And when we get to, at least in our part of the world, when we get into March, then we feel like we've made it through winter and spring is there. So we're excited for that time of year, but grateful to be here today. My name is Paul Stowers, Diamond Executive here with Aveeny Health, and I thank Dave for the opportunity to, I know he does this call every, we flip off and on every other week, and we just get a chance to share things about how to, and I know it's a broad topic, we, you know, and I've talked to Dave originally about, okay, what do we want to accomplish on these calls, and he's just like, hey, it's an open book, and so I really feel like one of the things where I can maybe help bring value to everybody is to talk about the business side of things. And we talked about that last time. And of course, we've done some interviews, which we'll do in the future. I had an interview with Dr. Kim, a chiropractor. I've interviewed Steve Kuchin, an up-and-coming leader in the company and actually doing really well and different things. But really today, the focus I want to continue on the theme of how to build a successful Aveeny business. That's, I know all of us, we believe in the products, we believe in the company, and that's why we're here. But the business side, which is what allows us to be here, because it's what allows us to continue to bring in revenue to support building out new facilities and support getting these products out and support the manufacturing of these products and support really you and I in the field to be able to do continue the mission that we're on. And we have an exciting business that's associated with Aveeny. And we spend more 90% of our time talking about those other things. And today I want to focus more on the business side of things, but I want to go into what really, this came out of a conversation I had this past week with one of my distributors. And they called me up and said, I've been taking these products for a couple months and I really haven't noticed anything yet. And I really want to have my own story. And, you know, so that I can really have that ability to go out there and share it with the world. And so it really raised a question for me of the foundation to building a successful business with Aveeny. And so I was thinking about this last night and this morning, and we want to focus, I want to focus today on your story and your mission and how that directly affects your ability to build a successful Aveeny business. And so when I started thinking about this, because of that conversation the other day, I was like, what is your story? You know, this is foundational to Aveeny and what we're doing with these amazing products, right? I started looking this up, but it's an interesting statistic is that stories get remembered 13 times better than statistics or facts. Now think about that for a second. When you're talking to other people, communicating to other people, stories are going to be remembered way more than facts you share. And this is the things to keep in mind when you're thinking about your story. We're going to talk about two different types of stories that we all have. All of us have a story with Aveeny, whether you think you have one or don't think you have one. We're going to talk about that, but this is some key things to think about your story and how to connect with other people is that your story has to be authentic, right? So people know whether you're just telling a story or whether you're really connected to the story. That's, again, as you're sharing with whether it's a brand new person that you've just met or whether it's a best friend or family member, people know whether you're being authentic or not. And so stories need to be authentic. The other thing is that stories need to make an emotional connection to other people. So for people to pay attention to your story, you can say it in a monotone voice or you can say it in a voice of emotion that incites emotion on their behalf where there's a connection emotionally with your story, connecting to the person you're telling the story to. And what stories do is they inspire action. You know, that's what I've found is that people that connect to stories are inspired to take action. And in this case, we're directing them down a specific path to take action. And then it takes an audience on a journey with your story. So again, you're not just telling a story to get them to take action. You're telling a story that excites emotion to get them to take action, but then to help them take them on a journey with you. And so really, that is what I think is foundational to our success in Aveeny, is stories that are not just telling facts. Because I see it all the time with people that are brand new, is they want to just, what I call, data dump on people, right? They're so excited about Aveeny. They're so excited about our leadership, and they're so excited about our products and all the different things that they kind of data dump. And the first thing is, people need to connect to a story. That is important. So this is what causes or compels people to change, is stories. And there's two types of stories, as I said earlier, that I've identified in Aveeny, and really for that matter, and really in life, but there's two types of stories. And the first story that you might have is, I would relate it to a scripture and a Bible passage where there was a man born blind, and Jesus healed this blind man, and now he could see, right? It was a very dramatic story. And in his experience, there's no one that could talk him out of that he was once blind and now he could see, right? It's dramatic. And so you may have this dramatic story. You may have an experience with Aveeny products, taking them, that are one of our 1,200 that we have recorded, or maybe one that's not recorded, but you're like, oh my goodness, I had this health issue in my body, and now I don't, right? My body was able to heal itself, and it's very dramatic. And those are very compelling stories, because no one can argue with those stories. And they're inspirational, right? And you become very passionate and connected to your story, because you want everybody to have those types of experiences. But the majority of people, and really the ones in the marketplace that we want to really go after, are the ones that are not necessarily dramatic, right? So you may not, like this person I chatted with the other day, been on the products for 2 or 3 months, haven't seen a tremendous change, and they're looking for some magic in this dramatic experience, but they don't see it, right? So they're like, okay, what's my story? How do I go out to the marketplace and build a successful Aveeny business? And then remember that the majority of people, that 80%, 90% of the population that may are not in being health crisis situations, which is really what we want to go after, is they might not experience a dramatic story to where it's like, I was once blind and now I see. What your story is then, is if you don't have this dramatic story, is the best story that you could ever have. And that is the products that you're taking are going to keep you from having a dramatic story. Think about that statement for a second. That is a more powerful story, is the one that you never have to give, right? It's and this is the part that I think we don't associate our lack of dramatic story with, how do I tell a story? It's like, no, this is the fact that I don't have any known health conditions today, but I don't want to have a dramatic story to where I have to find myself in a critical situation, right? Only to then have to deal with it. I want to keep my body healthy. I want to keep my body in a state of being that has healthy cells, so that I can live a healthy quality of life and not have to go down that path if, possible. And that is your story. So it's prevention is the key. I thought it was interesting in the latest newsletter that Neil Roth, with his Happy Valentine's Day message, really talked about this, and that prevention is the key. And I'm just going to read some of these excerpts from this. If you haven't seen this newsletter, I highly recommend you read it. It just came out. But it says, I recently saw a t-shirt that said, I can't believe I'm the same age as all these old people. And personally, he says, I feel that way, and I know a lot of distributors who feel the same way. How many people see somebody that's in their 70s that's healthy and vibrant and doesn't seem to have any major sickness or disease going on in their body, I mean, that is, or 80s or even 90s, that is what we're looking for, right? Is to never experience those dramatic, once blind, now I see stories. And then he goes on to talk about, you know, prevention is the key, is that we've realized that we've had to supplement our bodies with what they need to help prevent problems. In other words, we read, listened, and learned that there are safe nutritional supplements to our body's need, and many times these supplements cannot be found in the food we eat, or supplements like our Cell Defender, which helps rid our bodies of dangerous toxins and heavy metals as our bodies cannot keep up with everything in the food and water. And it goes on and on, it talks about this. But the last statement here is that on average, he says, over 70 to 80% of the money we'll spend on the medical needs in the future will be spent in the last 3 months of our lives. So if we spend some of that money up front, guess what? The odds of us having to spend 70 to 80% of our income in the last 3 months of our lives go dramatically down. And that's really the thing about our business model, is everybody is our potential customer. Everybody is a potential distributor when you consider the fact that we are dealing with prevention and people connecting to the fact that you have a story that is about, look, I understand what's going on in the world. And I'm taking these products because I don't want to end up here. These are products that are science-backed and proven to be effective for what they do. And then that leads you to, you know, to the fact that your story or stories, which are powerful, drives your mission or the crusade that we're on. Okay, so this leads us to our mission. And whether, again, you have a dramatic story or don't have the quote-unquote dramatic story, the next thing about having a successful business and really dealing with objections in the marketplace, when you run up against the negative people, the people that are the glass is half empty versus half full, you talk to the three closest friends in your family and they say, well, you're crazy. That's not going to work. What are you doing? This is what really keeps you moving through that until you have success in your business. And that is your mission. You really have to understand that, you know, yes, my story is important, whether I have the dramatic one or don't have a dramatic one per se, but you know why you're taking the products because you don't ever want to have that dramatic story. But it really connects then to the mission of the underlying reasons of why you get out of bed every morning, why you get up and talk to the next person about Avini Health, why you continue to share these products, why no matter what people tell you, no matter what they say, objection-wise or positive, you will continue to stay the course and you won't turn left or right because you know you have things, products that will change their lives if they would just listen. Now, of course, that's very frustrating when they don't, but your mission will keep you focused and you want to keep your mission in front of you. When you consider that, there are some things for me that drive me beyond my story. Now, I have a story that, you know, 2.5 years ago, I hear about the product. I had some health issues, but I never connected it to the product that it would help with that. I just connected to the fact that Cell Defender and removing heavy metals and toxins was scientifically, clinically proven. And then I heard a story from Doug Dickey, our vice president, that I connected with, and it just made sense to me, right? So I start taking this product, and I took the product because I believed it would remove these heavy metals and toxins. I didn't connect it at the moment to my health issues because I didn't have critical things going on, but I had health issues. And voila, 90 days later, 120 days later, my health things that I was dealing with for years went away. But I was still sharing that product with other people even before I had an experience or my own story. And quite frankly, even if I never had a story, I would have continued to share this product because I believed in what it would do for other people. And so recently, I talked about this a lot, but I really believe this to be the case, is that, again, we want to share facts with people, or we want to tell them about our company and about our products and do this data dump. But I really believe this, is that you will not be successful, or you'll have less success in our company if people are not connected to the problem that we need to elevate. I believe that we have to live in the problem and before we can provide the solution. We have to get people, especially that 80%, 90% of the population that don't have any major sickness and disease going on in their lives, right? It's like, how do I connect with those people? Because, there's 365 million people in this country that need this product, not just a handful that have a critical health issue going on. So our market is endless because of this. And this is, I just read headlines, right? You can, any one of us can go do this. You can Google this and start looking at these different articles. Most people, I think, are genuinely aware of the problem in our world. I think they, at least they, but they, but just like the, if you've heard the analogy of a frog in a pot of water, that where you slowly turn up the heat and eventually the frog gets cooked, right? I think that's what's happening. In fact, I know my belief is that is what's happening. And as I said before, because of what's going on in our modern world, I don't believe that we can out-nutrition what is going on. That's just my personal belief and my research and what I've seen. And the reason why I point to the fact that I think people are somewhat listening in the marketplace to where, okay, maybe there's a problem, but they don't really connect the dots is how many people have heard or in the headlines in the last couple of years about baby foods with toxic metals showing up in the marketplace, right? Showing up in the food of baby foods. I think if I could have everybody show their hands and raise their hands, everybody would say, yeah, I've heard about that article. I heard about that on the news that baby foods were toxic with metals, right? Why don't we connect the dots that, oh, that could affect me? I'm 54 years old. I have older grandkids. I don't eat baby food. So that doesn't affect me. So I just kind of like blow it off and don't really think about it, right? But yet I'm aware of it. But then you start digging and looking at different headlines. And I'm just going to rattle off several headlines to you to establish this problem of epidemic proportion that I think all of us in this line are aware of. But man, when you see these headlines, you're like, oh my goodness, that's a huge problem. So here's one headline: America's hidden pandemic, the chemicals in our food and water. Study finds microplastics are quietly costing the U.S. $250 billion a year in healthcare, more than the entire COVID outbreak. Did you hear that? More than the entire COVID outbreak. And here's an interesting stat in this article, is it says that in 2018 alone, the effects of contaminants found in America's food and water contribute to a minimum of $226 billion in healthcare costs. That's a pretty wild statement, right? Well, it goes on. Well, there's another article. 100%, this was Moms Across America, came out not too long ago. 100% of fast food samples tested positive for heavy metals, lead, and cadmium. Doesn't matter what your favorite is, every one of them tested positive for heavy metals, lead, and cadmium. Here's another good headline: harmful antibiotics and contraceptives found in the top 10 fast food samples. That's kind of yummy. How many people like dark chocolate? Sorry, toxic metals are found in every bar tested by researchers in a new report, including Hershey's, Lindt's, and your favorite chocolate. Every one of them. Here's another one: elevated levels of toxic metals detected in popular drinks. Pretty much all your drinks are contaminated with heavy metals. Here's an interesting one. All these across the country, they're replacing natural grass with this artificial turf and playgrounds and schoolyards. This is an article that came out just in May of last year. It says artificial turf is full of toxic chemicals, yet more and more schools and playgrounds are using it. Okay. How about how there, this is another one. People are eating supplements today, right? They're taking more nutrition. Did you know that many supplements that they've researched and found have heavy metals in them? And then this is another one. Forever chemicals called PFAS show up in your food, clothes, and home. Here's another one. PFAS is forever chemicals are everywhere. Here's what you should know about them. Here's another headline: why are cancer rates rising in adults under 50? Here's another one. Health Ranger releases stunning infographic showing how heavy metals end up in our food supply due to industrial pollution. Here's another one: effects of heavy metals in your body, key points. And the last one is the one I always point to, is just when you think you're safe for that newborn. In 2005, there was a landmark cord blood study done where they studied umbilical cords of newborn children and found 287 chemicals in the umbilical cord, with over 200 of these toxic heavy metals and contaminants in the newborn. This was 2005. So just when you think you're safe, it doesn't matter whether you're a new creation, born baby, or whether you've lived in this modern world, folks, we have a problem of epidemic proportions. And you can then research this and Google sickness and disease and type in heavy metal toxicity and see how it's connected to the undercurrent of what's driving major health issues in our country. So I come back to our mission, right? The 80 or 90% of the population that are not paying attention or not connecting the dots, our job is to become great communicators of, you know, of telling our story, whether we have a dramatic story or we're taking a product where we don't have a dramatic story because we don't ever want to have a dramatic story. And here's why everybody needs what we offer here at Avini Health. And when you connect to that mission, when you point to these things and you open people's eyes, I was at a birthday party last weekend. I was invited to come in to a party that was not expecting to hear about Avini Health. They said, but the birthday party was for a husband and a wife. The wife was turning 60 and they are on our products, love our products. And they cared about the people coming to their birthday party. And they said, would you come and speak to them? What do you say to a group of people that you've never met? How do you get their attention about Avini Health? If I got up there and said, well, let me tell you about Avini Health and our company and our products and this and that, how much connection would I have with that crowd? So I started with what I call shock headlines, right? I just said, how many people? And I went through what I just did with you and I read off one after the other. And you know what? In 5 minutes or maybe 10 minutes, I had people on the edge of their seats. These are people that didn't know who I was that were listening to what I had to say because I believe it resonates with most people, but they're just not connecting the dots. And to me, and building a successful business with Avini Health is, as Neil said, it's about prevention as much as it's about the dramatic stories. And you know what? It doesn't matter. The prescription is always the same. Cell Defender, Cell Defender, Cell Defender, supported by Plus Fiber, supported by NanoSilver, supported by Immunity Mushroom, supported by these other amazing products. But Cell Defender is the tip of the spear of conversation because we all have a problem. It's of epidemic proportion, and we're not going to escape what is out there in the marketplace. And I'm going to tell you right now, 2.5 years ago when I was introduced to this product and we followed the product, not a company, we followed it back then before Avini ever existed. My wife and I, because we saw results, because we believed in what was going on, we followed that product to another company to eventually where Avini started. Thank the Lord that Neil and Rick and Doug put this thing together. So we have a company, a foundation that can't be shaken. And that we now have a home that will be here because we're here for the right reason. And this is the mission that will drive your story, whatever it is, and the mission tied to it of why we're involved and what we need to do to expose people to this will keep you going despite what people say. And I know we get objections all the time. Oh, is this network marketing? Or, oh, is this one of those pyramid things? And all of this stuff. You know what? That's the beautiful thing about Avini is that we are all things to all people. Look, we're about participation. Become a retail customer. Don't ever buy an activation pack and never talk to anybody. Just get the best deal. No money, you know. And that leads me to my last point. I've come up with the top 10 things I love about our compensation plan, and I won't go through all of them. I'm only going to tell you one today, but this is one of the things I love about our company is the fact that we are a company where, number one, you enroll somebody with an activation pack. They become a wholesale buyer slash distributor, and they are a lifetime member. There's no monthly commitments. There's no annual fees. There's no mandatory auto shipments. You get your website. You get your back office. You get a mobile app to build your business if you want to share the products at no extra cost. Because we as a company are just wanting to, number one, have everybody participate. Why? Because everybody needs this product. And when you look at it from that perspective, it doesn't matter what people say. This is why people will follow this company to the ends of the earth, because as this continues to organically grow, and now we're starting to see momentum, we're starting to see things really start to take off. Company's not even 2 years old. May 1st this year will be 2 years old. If you're brand new on this call, you are in the right place at the right time to join Avini and become an advocate with us to join us in our mission and our crusade to expose people to the truth that is evident out there. We just have to help people connect the dots. And so I just encourage you today that your story is important, no matter whether you have a dramatic one or you don't have a dramatic one. It's just two different stories, right? But both of them are stories, and both of them are just as important to the overall mission. And so with that, if you have any questions, I'll be glad to address those today. We're at our 30-minute time limit here, but I would try to keep these short and to the point, but I'd love to answer any questions or take a minute before we close out here today. But hopefully that was an encouragement for somebody out there listening today that, you know what? I'm here for the long term. I'm going to build a business with Avini because of this. And yes, the compensation will reward you richly for doing this. And we'll talk about that stuff in the future. But I just felt impressed today that I really, coming back to my headline here about your story, your mission, this is what's going to drive your success with Avini. Star 6 will unmute your lines if somebody wants to say anything. I don't know if Dave Johnson or if anybody else is listening, but feel free to join in and we'll wrap up here today.
I have to jump in, and I want you guys all to imagine that Paul Stowers was just appointed Surgeon General of the United States or the world. And what you just heard was his address to the nation. This is the problem. This is the solution. And let's say he was able to reveal that he had figured out a way to put Avini Detoxilite into every water system in the nation. And what he expected was that everyone's physical performance, the load on the healthcare system was going to drop off. The productivity at work was going to improve drastically. The reproductive rate was going to come back up to what it used to be. The mental wisdom, the physical acuity and agility of all the humans was going to come back up to optimal because of the address that he just gave. The limitation is that we are polluted en masse, as he pointed out so beautifully. The limitation is that the pipe through which it flows is network marketing, Avini Health Company. And so it's passed hand to hand, one person at a time. We get cleaned up one at a time by hygiene daily, one person at a time. That's the limitation. And so the best thing we can do is to ask more people to, you know, understand and add to the size of the pipe. Avini is the pipe. People joining makes the pipe bigger. And that idea, you each have been appointed as the Surgeon General of yourself, probably of your family. Probably people turn to you because that's who you are to figure out these kind of problems. And this goes all the way to the big ticket item to a solution, essentially humans wide. That's the level of the presentation you just heard. That's all I got.